Hello and welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, and on this podcast, we address the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love. And you guys, we have two of our favorite guests with us today. But before we tell you who they are, I want to share a review with you. And thank you guys so much for taking the time to leave reviews. It's not only something that keeps our hearts kind of pounding and excited about what we're doing on this podcast, but it also is the best way to let others know about it. So thank you so much for doing that. And if you haven't done that yet and you love this podcast, just go over to Apple Podcasts and leave it right there. All right, today's review is from Bobcat21300. They gave us 5 stars and entitled their review, Saving My Marriage. It says, I found this podcast 2 weeks ago. I started listening from the first podcast. Now I'm at 101. I have been looking to change and fix my marriage. Seek and you shall find from the Bible. God is changing with the help of your podcast. I think they're meaning their relationship is changing with the help of their podcast. I have struggled with porn addiction and my wife has gone through breast cancer, double mastectomy, depression, and anxiety. I finally had the courage to confess my problem to her. Now we are working on healing. I have also had an issue with communication. Now we have more conversations, also started our own vision retreat to plan for the year. I appreciate everything you all talk about and all the resources. Thank you for this podcast. It and you two are so awesome. May God continue to bless you and everyone who gets something out of your message, love your message.
Well, thank you so much.
That's so sweet. And we just pray that your wife continues to heal and you both continue to heal. And I think it's awesome that you had the courage to confess what was going on. And you know, like we always say, getting it out in the open is the first step. And we're just so thankful that we could be a small part of your journey. And so thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes. Thank you so much. And hope it continues to help. All right, guys. I'm so excited about today's episode. We're here in Southlake, Texas at the Exo Marriage headquarters. Southlake, of course, is the marriage capital of the world.
Yes.
And come visit sometime. But today in the studio, got literally two of my very favorite people on the planet, people I want to be just like when I grow up. We're going to zoom out on the other camera, and you're going to get a shot of these two beautiful people. It is Brad and Karen Willis, also known as my parents, mom and dad.
Also known as Mimi and Papaw.
Known as Mimi and Papaw, yes, the world's best Mimi and Papaw. If you're not watching this one on YouTube, you might want to stop listening and go watch it, and you can
see these amazing
people. But yes, mom and dad, thanks for being here. It's going to be fun. Let's dive in. My very favorite guest we've ever had are here in the studio. It's mom and dad.
Hello.
World's best parents.
Aw.
You guys are the best.
Well, thank you.
Aww.
So I'm excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so just to start out, I want to hear a little bit about your love story. I want you to rewind the clock. Tell us what you first noticed about each other, how you first got together.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Yeah,
to rewind the clock back to, is it 1976?
Seven. Is that right?
It's been
44 years. So.
Yeah. Married in 77.
Uh-huh.
But even before that, like when you first met, what did you first notice about each other and where to go from there?
Do you want to go first?
Ladies first.
Oh, well, my goodness. It was really fast. A friend of his and a friend of my brother's that was a friend of mine too, he just had in his head that we should get together, and we didn't know each other at all. And he would see Brad and he would tell Brad, say, you need to meet this girl. And he would see me and say, you need to meet this guy. And so, you know, we just didn't think anything about it. And so...
Well, I did. I asked him if she was engaged and he said yes. And I said, well, why would I meet her? She's already engaged, you know.
Well, I wasn't engaged. I was dating a guy
at that
time.
But he thought she was engaged.
But I was not engaged.
So we didn't. So that took it off for another year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we broke up. And then, so Roger really kind of hit it hard then. And so I saw him somewhere and I thought, oh, he is so cute.
And he is so cute. I agree.
I get that all the time.
Yeah, he gets that all the time. Yeah. And so then he asked me out, and I had him over to the house, and I fixed pizza for him. And the pizza was terrible. It was horrible. Like, you lifted it up and it fell down. But he ate it like he was just, like, starving. Poor guy. He was batching it.
I remember one of the first times Dad said he was went to your house. Grandma Hobby was had a pile of laundry, and she was smelling underwear to see if it was clean or dirty.
That is a true story. But I didn't know we were bringing our dirty laundry.
Yeah, literally
bringing our dirty laundry.
Grandma Hobby, God rest her soul, was just an amazing woman. She was amazing. We love her.
If you have any thought that it's dirty, just throw it in dirty clothes. Don't sniff it.
Why take a chance?
Yeah.
Mom kind of broke you in early there as far as
I just sit there watching. I thought, now, how can I tell anyone this?
This is pretty casual. So anyway, Brad, we just started dating and we knew pretty quick. I mean, neither one of us were really looking to get married. I was in nursing school and I was thinking maybe I was going to be a missionary. I wasn't sure, but I was feeling maybe. And then he was not looking either, but it was just our worlds met.
Chemistry.
And it was meant to be. And and we just fell in love. And
so we were married 6 months after we met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
When you know, you know.
We knew. Yeah, we knew. And we just celebrated 44 years. So, yes. So.
But I'm 46. We're on a roll. How did that work?
He's not 46.
Yeah. That is hilarious.
I was born.
But you did start the family
We
early.
Did have you really quick. Yes. We got married in November. We had you in October. So
it was almost a year.
We wasted no time.
Really? Right. Like my parents, it was the same.
We did everything fast. I told Brad, you know, we met, we got married in 6 months. We had a baby in a year. I said, we must have thought the world was going to come to
right. We got to get this done.
We've got to do this. We've got to
And you guys had kids very close together very quickly, too.
Yes, we did.
And so that's, I mean, you literally are off to the races.
Like, we were. Right, we were off to the races, yeah. Because David was, when we had Drew, we had David and then Ben 2 years later and then Drew a year and a half later. So we had three within 4 years. So
it's a lot.
So life was, our life was crazy there for several years.
A lot of people listening are in those crazy years now, mm-hmm. like young kids. And you guys had a lot all at once. You know, like we just said, the kids, you had several moves in those mm-hmm. early years. You moved away from home, mom mm-hmm. for the very first time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you went across the country. You had to have a restart, financial pressure, young family. What did you learn in those years? I mean, because that's the folks, a lot of them, they're listening right now and they're like, I'm in those years and it's mm-hmm. exhausting. And we're kind of stressed and the honeymoon is worn off real fast. And now it's diapers and it's exhaustion and we're in this new place. And I know that had to be hard. What do you remember from that? And what do you feel like you learned in that time?
Yeah. Wow. That's a big question. Do you want to go first on that?
I think you just learn really to lean more on the Lord and mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. because you have bills to pay and, you know, budgets and everything is pretty tight. So, mm-hmm. you know, I would say that because mm-hmm. there was one time where we would decide, well, tonight we'll just, before we had kids, we just said, we'll have green beans and corn, said which one we got to eat. So,
yeah,
it's pretty rough.
We had some lean times mm-hmm. after I had been working as a nurse, and after I had David, I stopped, and then Brad got laid off. And it was during that time that we really had some lean times. But the Lord provided a job for Brad at General Motors, and he's been very successful, he's done very, very well. But I think, you know, my personality, I had always lived in the same place all my life. I had always gone to the same church pretty much and had the same neighbors even. Nobody in our neighborhood moved. So my life was very stable. We even ate dinner at the same time every night at 5:30. Mm-hmm. Mom always had dinner on the table and we always ate together. And so my life was very, very, I could count on everything to be the same. And
there was consistency.
Very consistent. And not even realizing that when you're growing up that this is a part of who you are and your dynamic. And then Brad's background, I mean, he had one loving family too, but they had moved a lot. So he had known a lot more inconsistency. And so it was very normal to him. So moving for me was huge, mm-hmm. you know, when I moved away from my hometown. But I think, you know, it showed me that I needed to trust my husband, you know, and because it was something I didn't want to do, but the Lord was in it. It was God's plan for us. And so not only did I have to trust the Lord, I needed to trust my husband. And so over the years, I've learned that the Lord is trustworthy, and I've learned that my husband is trustworthy, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not that we decided together, but sometimes you just, even though everything against you is saying don't do this because it's so uncomfortable, then you have to trust in something bigger than what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, because your feelings can be all over the place.
For sure.
And that can really, you know, we can take that into the marriage, too, and be very mm-hmm. angry at each other.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
You can. And sometimes you just have to say, you know, I don't feel good about this.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know that this is something that it seems like is supposed to happen. So I am trusting you in this moment, and I am trusting the Lord. And I didn't always do that. I'm not saying I haven't always done that perfectly, for sure. But the Lord just stretches us that way. He loves to take us out of our comfort zone.
Yes.
As anyone that's been a Christian very long, we know that mm-hmm. He definitely takes us out of our comfort zone. And that's really when He does show up for us so real, in such a real way. And
yeah.
He's done that for us over and over and over again, mm-hmm. hasn't He?
Yep. Mm.
It's been beautiful to see. I mean, mm-hmm. you guys gave such a... And still gives such a wonderful, authentic example of faith, trusting mm-hmm. God, leaning on each other. And we've just seen that through, you know, my whole life. I've been blessed to be able to mm-hmm. have such a real and beautiful example of faith in you two. And how you love each other mm-hmm. is a gift. And, you know, I just thought it was
normal. Because you guys are opposites.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and we love, and my
love
parents are the same, but we
yeah.
love, uh-huh. like, and you guys talk about this all the time, uh-huh. but. Tell us a little bit about that, because you're not, I mean, well, you, of course you have things in common, but you're opposites.
You're talking
about,
totally
too, opposite,
when,
yeah.
when the boys were little, uh-huh. you know, Karen went and got this haircut at this real fancy place, and she came home, and I was holding one of the boys looking out the window. I thought, oh, my God, you know. She looked like Liza Minnelli, just no hair at all, big long sideburns. And I said, God, please don't let me laugh when she comes in.
Oh, God.
And so she came
That's
in.
Horrible.
She was crying walking in, you know. Oh. But it was so funny. And I just thought, oh, Lord. But,
and then you said, she said, like, is it valid?
And I just
thought. And you just tried not to laugh and go like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, and then she cried more. Oh.
Yeah.
Aww.
It was horrible. It was like everything was like shaved almost, and then she had these like locks.
Yeah.
And I paid a fortune for it at the time. Oh, it was man. Like a real fancy place, and she said, "Oh, here, I'm going to do something special with your hair." And then I looked like, oh, it was just, it was funny. I mean, if I hadn't been crying, I would have been laughing.
Oh, because, man.
But then you're like, this is my actual hair.
Yeah,
like I have to live with this for a while.
Yeah, how can I cover this?
I told her to grow out, you know. But there wasn't anything to comfort her. She was.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I've noticed with you guys, and that's just one of many stories, is humor is a huge part of your marriage.
Oh, like, my
a
goodness.
A huge part.
Oh.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, as a family, uh-huh. even as a whole, like with all uh-huh. the kids and all the spouses and the grandkids, we all uh-huh. like to laugh. How would you, like, how have you kept that going through hard times?
Oh, wow. Well, Brad is really a jokester. I mean, he is so funny. I mean, he really probably should have been a stand-up comedian because he is hilarious. And you're right. I think laughter is so important in a marriage because one thing, it kind of lightens things up and you think, well, really, this isn't that big a deal. You know, when you laugh, you think, well, you know, this too shall pass. It's not that big a deal. And so he has a tendency to just, you know, he can, in the most serious situations, like this year, we've had some really serious, he's had some really
major
serious health problems. And I think the laughter has kind of kept us through, you know, because we've laughed about the silliest things. And I think that's just one of the most important things, I think, in marriage is to have fun, you know, mm-hmm. just have fun and laugh. Because, you know, like the Bible says, laughter does good like medicine. And it's so true. It's almost like medicinal. You just feel better.
You do, yeah.
And it gives you good perspective.
Yes.
It does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's put things in perspective. And you guys have lived that so well, been able to just bring joy and laughter and fun, even through the serious stuff. You guys walked through a lot of hard stuff, even like these past 2 years, watching Dad's health challenges and the way you've leaned on God and each other through that. And even on the hard days, you know, still trying to keep that sense of humor. I mean, it's been just good to see. Mm-hmm. And now that you're coming out of that, it's even better to see.
Yeah,
he's coming back. He's almost back. So.
Yeah, because she called me. I was in intensive care, and she said,
It's okay.
She said, don't leave me. And I said, well, I'm doing the best I can, but, you know.
Yeah.
It gave us a scare. I mean, we really thought.
Yeah, I really did.
No, it was rough.
He had a pulmonary embolus, and he was in Texas. He was working in Texas, and the doctor called and said, you know, it's really serious. He, you know, may not make it through the night. And so I couldn't get there. And so it was like, you know, we were apart. you know, it's just one of those things. And, you know, I kept the phone by my bed all night. I didn't sleep all night because they gave him a real strong medication called TPA, the clot buster. And they said, if this works, he will live. If it doesn't, he won't. Mm-hmm. And so I just waited all night for a phone call, and the phone call never came. And so I was so thankful because I knew he'd made it through, you know, through the night. And if he lived through the night, they felt like he would live. And so I got there the next day, and he lived. So we're just so grateful. We're so thankful.
Yeah. Yes, we were all really a miracle.
It was a miracle.
Mm-hmm. We were praying so hard, it was terrifying for all of us. But for you, Dad, to be laying there and not knowing what the next minutes would hold, and Mom, for you to have to be living with that news and couldn't get there right away. I mean, that's as hard as it gets.
Yeah.
But how God carried you through that and,
you know. And even through more. I mean.
Yeah. And then, that's
the beginning of a long battle.
Embolus led to cancer diagnosis, cancer led to a kidney being removed. You had food poisoning after that. You had a staph infection in your knee where you couldn't walk for, you know, better part of a year, and to do some really painful rehab and a knee replacement. And I mean, over a course of a year and a half, I mean, just...
And in the middle of a pandemic.
And then the financial pressure of having to cancel work. And and with all that, though, just... And I know it was just so, so hard to deal with 20 years worth of struggles all packed into a year and a half. You just never lost your faith. Mm-hmm. You kept leaning on God, leaning on each other. And and what a great example that is for us.
It is.
I mean, it's just prepare us for... Well, you know, when we face hard stuff, to just be like, I want to face it like Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Lord, He gives you the strength, because I told the doctor, I said, I'm a Christian, so I win either way. You know, if I pass, I'll be with Jesus. And if I live, then I'll still be here. So.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I don't think you got a good chance to make it. And I said, well, you know, either way.
Yeah. So,
but he was wrong.
Yeah. Here you are. Got
Yeah,
the wolf man. Lord. The wolf man's a fighter.
That's right.
That's always been the name Brad has in football.
That's right. He is the wolf man.
Yeah,
because he's also a lot hairier than me. I'm not sure what happened to me. But Dad's hair follicles have extra hair follicles.
Like
they're like sprout hair follicles.
Yeah, they do. But me, like my kids make fun of the fact that I still can't grow a whole beard at 43. So I don't know when puberty is going to set in for me.
But so funny.
Eventually.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it has saved its members on average $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And so how it works, it monitors everything you're spending. It gives you a quick snapshot of where the money's going. When it feels like money's flying out the windows, like it does at our house sometimes, it helps you identify where it's going, and specifically those ongoing subscriptions. Maybe you signed up for a free trial, forgot to cancel it. Next thing you know, you're being charged $10 a month for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it cancels that stuff for you.
And we want to save you money too, because you guys, life is expensive. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/naked. That's rocketmoney.com/NAKED. rocketmoney.com/naked.
I'm super excited about some Mother's Day gifts and future birthday gifts that I have coming up. And it's made possible through our friends at Aura, A-U-R-A. An Aura frame is essentially a digital picture frame that you can upload and customize really at any point. You can have your pictures streaming in real time. You can change what pictures it shows. You can make it exactly what you want it to be. It's so customizable. It's so cool. You can even add pictures to a loved one's frame in some other state or other part of the world by uploading a new picture you think they'll love that'll pop up on their frame. And it's a great way to keep families connected. I think this is one of the most thoughtful gifts that you can give. So I want you to go to AuraFrames.com and use the promo code NAKED to get $30 off plus free shipping, which is an amazing deal. That's AuraFrames.com. Use the code NAKED, and I promise you, they're going to love their Aura frame. I know that you appreciate learning because you're listening to this podcast right now to learn and grow in your marriage, and props to you for that. So I want to give you another opportunity to learn. Our friends at Hillsdale College so believe in equipping our culture with truths related to history, economics, faith, citizenship. They're offering their college-level courses, some of their college-level courses, completely free. I encourage you to check out, to start with, the course on ancient Christianity, which is going to give you a really solid base in understanding what was happening culturally and historically during the early years of the church. It's really, really powerful, and the teaching is world class. You can find out all about it at hillsdale.edu/naked to enroll. And I'm telling you guys, there's no cost. This is free college level education, and it's going to benefit your life. So it's hillsdale.edu/naked to register. Check them out at hillsdale.edu/naked. And start learning today.
But it's so true what you said, because it's, you know, Brad has always been healthy as a horse. So it's like, you know, this kind of came out of nowhere. And then it's all been kind of, you know, concentrated in one time segment. And it's been a season of trial, I guess, or difficulty, as you would say. But truly, I mean, we can say that from our heart. God has been faithful. He has taken care of every need for us. And as difficult as it's been kind of a sweet time too. You mm-hmm. know, if you can say that, because, you know, it's we've leaned on each other and leaned on the Lord in a whole new way.
Yeah.
And it's been good and the bad. So mm-hmm. it's hard to say it's bad because Brad lived mm-hmm. and, you know, and it's, you know, every, you know, it's just
well,
been
might
so
be
sweet.
Some that would disagree with
No.
That's the best answer prayer in our lifetime is you pulling through.
And, absolutely. And I love, we actually, on the way over here before this recording, we were talking about how you guys did infuse humor even in that and using Alexa to brighten up your day. And playing silly music. Just keeping it, you know, I do think, especially going through health challenges when, gosh, I mean, because a lot of, I think, especially in your all's case, there was a mm-hmm. lot of unknown with the timing. Mm-hmm. Like they would tell you, you're going to walk on this day. Uh-huh. But then there'd be more pain, or then there'd be a setback, and mm-hmm. that can be really demoralizing.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be
mm-hmm.
easy to even get really angry at God. I mean, mm-hmm. we're human, you know.
Right.
We're like, God, why? You know.
Yeah.
And I just and I'm sure you guys had days like that where it was a rough day.
Yeah.
But I just know that so much of the time, you guys would somehow find a way to laugh or find mm-hmm. you know find hope in the middle of all this. And how? What do you think? Mm-hmm. What are some ways you did that? Like, what helped you the most, would you say?
For me personally, I think the most powerful thing is to be grateful and thankful.
Yes.
And so there are days, you know, you can wake up in a day and you can think about the things that, you know, you don't have or that aren't going right or that, you know, are lacking. But then you can think about all the things that you have to be thankful for. And so throughout the day, I would just really consciously think, oh, my goodness, I'm so thankful that, you know, I am able to take care of Brad, you know, mm-hmm. that I'm able to do that physically, that I'm healthy. And I would think about, you know, how our needs were being met financially. And I was so thankful for that, how, you know, I just would, you know, consciously really be thankful for things. And sometimes I would write them down, you know, oh Lord, I'm just so thankful for this, you know, controlling your thoughts, you know, and like the scripture says, you want to take those negative thoughts captive, you know, things that come in and say, oh, well, things are never going to be the same, or you know, how are you going to pull out of this? Or, you know, you can go down that road and that's so, it can become a big black hole. And you just have to stop those thoughts and think, no, you know, I am just so thankful. I'm so thankful Brad's here, and I'm so thankful. And I would think about all you kids and all of our grandchildren. We have 9 healthy grandchildren, and we have such a wonderful life, and we have so much to be thankful for. And there's something about, I guess, you know, you kind of have thankfulness and then you kind of go into like a praise and worship almost. It's like, oh, you just kind of, you know, there's something about being thankful that God just is, you just feel him so close, you know, when you think about. And for me, that is, I think, the most powerful tool for me personally, is just choosing to be thankful.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so because good. When you're laying, you know, with me laying there, I'm my physical strength has always been my strength. And and so, you know, I had that pulmonary embolus, and then I got to where I could work again. I went back, and then I got a cortisone shot in my knee that gave me staph infection, and I didn't walk for 8 months. And that was really hard because, you know, I had to give up contracts and cut work that I had. And so to look at that as, Lord, you know, what are you doing? And, you know, because, just to trust him, and like Karen said, you know, he still provided through all that, and
he did, and he keeps providing, and some of that is, I think, he's even just provided time for you two together, you know, that even with taking the work away in the short term, that this time you've had together, which, you know, when you were laying in that hospital bed a year and a half ago, and the doc said you might not have any more time, and every moment since has just been such a sweet gift. And when I see pictures of you guys on little road trips, and it just, I smile more than ever to see that. Yes.
And Brad loves sending not only pictures of them, but pictures of random other people that are doing funny things. Like clipping their toenails in the airport.
Yeah, that's what I got this last time. A woman.
Or somebody. I mean, it's just hilarious.
Yeah, like, it is. It's pure entertainment. Who needs Netflix? Like, I'm just like, what's Dad going
to
send
Sometimes
today?
Sometimes I have to, like, I have to magnify it because I'm like, what is that? And then we're like, oh my gosh, what is, where can you find this person?
Yeah, she was tearing her toenails off without.
No, I love it.
No clippers. It was.
Well, in just a minute, we're going to get
barbaric.
To today's question. But before we ask today's question, I just, because a lot of people, have you guys become legendary for this? I want to ask, now that Dad is kind of not as fast, is he still able to chase you around with the curling iron to try to spank you with it? Is that something that he still has the speed to do?
Oh my goodness, that story is crazy.
If you, we won't retell the whole story here, but
you can go on YouTube.
Yeah, but the curling iron story,
you can find it.
Is the first time that Ashley met Bob and Dad, she heard that, it was just, it's legendary. That's all I can say. These guys are legends.
He is full of pranks and tricks. He, all of our married life from the very beginning, he has always pulled pranks and tricks on me and chased me and thrown things
she
at
likes
me
the,
and
the he, name that scent game.
You made her smell terrible things.
This is from behind my ear and she'd go crazy.
It's really
so we had to quit because she was not very sportsman.
The line between comedy and abuse is
that one was crossing the line. We stopped that one. That one.
The name that scent got retired.
Yeah, that one definitely got retired. But
all right,
but yeah,
well, I love it.
We're gonna let my parents, who seriously, I'm just so thankful that I've had these marriage mentors all my life I can look up to, and so we're gonna get their help answering today's question.
Yay!
And just so today's question. Says, my husband and I have different interests, so how do we find date ideas we both enjoy? We've fallen into a rut of simply going out to eat, watching movies, or staying home. And so, Mom and Dad,
love
this is a good one for
question.
You because you do have different interests, and yet you're always going places and doing stuff. And maybe, you know, maybe it's more, say, times things that one of you might enjoy a little more than the other, but you find ways to do things together, and the day trips you take, and you know, all that. So what are some of your
ideas?
Yeah, I
can answer that because what I've learned is if I do what she likes, we both have a lot more fun, you know, because, so a lot of things I've learned over the years to, you know, cause I like to see her enjoy it.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
yeah. So that's what we do. Like we'll go to Brown County, Indiana, or we'll go to Gatlinburg or, Midway in Kentucky, their little town, and, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. she enjoys the shops and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but we just have a good time cause I just like being with her and mm-hmm. that's, and she definitely has ideas what she wants to do. So,
yeah.
So I just do it.
Karen could be a professional shopper.
Yeah.
That lady can shop all day long. All day long. And she will find the best deals.
I'm not really a shopper so much as I'm a bargain hunter.
Well, you will find the best deals.
Because it's not so much about like finding, it's like I love finding a bargain. I do love to find a bargain. Yeah,
she goes in Goodwill.
I'm a good shopper. I love Goodwill.
We both love Goodwill.
We do love Goodwill. Yeah. He will not go in Goodwill. He will not go in Goodwill.
He draws the line somewhere.
Goodwill is a treasure trove.
It is. It's just all about the head.
I know.
And she washes everything when it gets home.
Yeah, so.
Of course.
Yes. But I will say to this couple, I think, you know, that's so sweet he's saying that because I think that as a woman, you know, find something your man likes, your husband, mm-hmm. and try to show an interest in it and to really get a genuine interest in it because my husband loves football. Mm-hmm. And so I have over the years, you know, I will, like, if he feels strongly about a team, I'll like to sit down and watch a game with him. And
if it's inside.
Yeah, and if it's inside, I'm kind of a, I don't know.
The cold is not
the cold
favorite.
Is not my friend.
I think a compromise. We'll go to a game as long as it's in a dome and climate controlled.
Yeah.
But something that she could do is they could come to Paris, Kentucky, where we have a drive-in and everybody lets their dogs run. And that's a good time because they get on the intercom and say, y'all put your dogs in the truck.
If you want to experience a redneck romance.
There's lots of mullets
there. So bring them to Paris, Kentucky.
Of course, mullets are back, evidently.
Go to the drive-in.
I'm seeing more of them, like with my kids' ages. So.
Yeah, mullets are back.
They
are
back. Dave had a mullet in the 80s that was beautiful.
Oh, we've got to show that on something.
In Kentucky, we call it the Kentucky waterfall.
Yeah,
the Kentucky. Business in the front, party in the back.
Business in the front, party back.
If you can have a perm on it, even better.
That's the win.
That's the ultimate.
Well, fashionably, I've always been about 20 years behind. I mean, full disclosure, right now I'm wearing these 1990s dad cargo pants that Ashley has mocked me for.
No, you guys, this morning, I literally saw them in the kitchen. I said, where did you get, like, where did they come from?
And why did I not burn those?
What is happening here?
I kept them hidden just for one last outing.
You do love a cargo pant because, let's just face it, they are practical.
Yeah.
But are they pretty? No.
These extra pockets, you can do a lot with them.
Does anyone really look good in them? No. Let's just be honest.
Well, you know, we're sitting here at a desk where my pants aren't even being shown. So I figured no one will know, but she knows.
Oh my goodness. Well, I want to say to this couple too, I know we've been laughing and, you know, this may really be like a point of contention in your relationship because you're like, I just want to get out of the rut. You know, this person used the word rut. And so I would say try something new that you both have never done. That is so fun when we do that because then it's like you're not on anybody's turf. So it's like you're both a little bit out of your shell. You know, you're both kind of just embarking on something new together. And what you'll find is that's so fun, like going mm-hmm. to a new place, experiencing some kind of new experience together. Like, mm-hmm. for example, there's this new axe throwing place in our town. I know they're cropping up everywhere. That is never something I would choose to do. I know Dave's never done that. It's going to definitely be more in your wheelhouse. But this is something we plan on doing. Like, we have a couple friends that were like, we're going to go axe throwing together. And it's way out of my element, and we've never done that, but I'm excited just because it's something new.
Karen's been doing that for years.
Yeah. Right.
Chasing you.
She's in her back. They live on land. She's throwing axes.
I don't want to play
honestly,
in that
Karen, sense. That's called throwing axes. Like, honestly, you'd probably be great at it. Like, you were one tough lady. Like, I bet she'd be like, boom. She gets it first time, right in the center, you know? We actually need to go with you guys, okay?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
It would be fun.
Yes.
I love it. Try something new. The ultimate date, giving a plug for this. Come to one of our XO events.
Yes.
You'll both enjoy it. Go to xomarriage.com. You can see the full lineup of where we're going to be. And it is so much fun. And I know sometimes, especially men, they're like, oh, that sounds so lame. And marriage
it's blast.
It is so fun. So come and check that out. Guys, thanks for your question. Thanks for all who are listening. And once again, thanks to my amazing mom and dad for being the world's best parents. I love you so much.
We're so proud of you, too.
Yeah.
We love you so much.
Job.
And we're so proud of what you're doing. Saving marriages. What could be more important?
Wow. You guys are the best. So thanks again, guys. All right. We'll see you next time.
Mm-hmm. Bye, guys.
Bye.